This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old stock. I'm just back from a fortnight in Ibiza with Hoggy. It's amazing what you can do in life when you've a few quid, isn't it? I went for a stroll down to Blackrock Village last night, and I have to say, it's gone as common as a Sunday afternoon in Crosshaven. I stopped this one guy in a Glen Rover shirt and said, "Sorry there, I think you wandered across the border, old stock. 2 kilometres and all that." He nearly ate me without salt, shouting, "5 kilometres now, yeah, langar." So, like, life is hardly worth living if the Norries can just drive down here in their Hyundais. So, I have an offer for them. Dear the Norries, you can travel 10 kilometres in any direction, as long as it isn't south. Can you pass that on to them? Reggie, Black Rock.
I rang the north side there and said, "Come here, what do you think of Reggie's offer?" The guy said, "Make it 15k and you have a deal." I said, "Is that blarney?" He said, "No, girl, it's the truth. Hashtag boom boom."
It's the end of days on our WhatsApp group, Blackrock Road Moms with Sons in Prayers or Christians. Fiona _ fee paying all the way is back on the Xanax after hearing they've cancelled the leaving cert. She said that after spending a fortune sending her Harry to school, there's now a chance he'll end up in the CIT. I said we'd obviously have to ask her to leave the group in that case, and she said, "I know, sure, I'd do the same myself." Cleona _ nothing against teachers said there is no point in trying to bribe teachers for higher marks because the pricks have loads of money. Her words now, not mine, in case my Frederick's maths teacher is reading. Hope all's good with you, Mr. Honky Pants. Hugs and kisses. He needs a H1. So, long story short, my Fred is no longer getting an edge over the lower orders. Where do I apply for a refund on a school fees? Monica, Blackrock Road.
My nephew is so posh, we call him Shane Ross. I said, "What did going to a fee-paying school give you?" He said, "A sense of entitlement and total American accent, dude."
Camille, what's the story with being controlled by China? The cousin do be sharing mad stuff on Facebook there about the Chinese government hacking into our brains using 5G masts. He met a guy from the Chinese embassy in Hillbillies there one night after a feed a drink. Your man confirmed that his political masters had tried to take control of our brains through spice bags, but it didn't work. So now, they've invented this virus to make us all stay at home so they can put up 5G masts. Matt Damon's in on it too, and your one, what's her name, Miriam O'Callaghan, and your man Frank, that does the weddings. Now, it does sound a bit far-fetched, I'll be honest, but I don't want to be taken for a complete idiot either, do you know, that kind of way. So, is my cousin right, or what, like? Don't you know any, Blackpool?
Your cousin sounds like my Uncle Con. We call him Conspiracy. I rang him there and said, "Do you trust China?" He said, "Who's this?" I said, "Your niece, Audrey." He said, "Tell me something only Audrey would know." I said, "A lot of Italian men are circumcised." He said, "Hi girl, how can I help you?" He's been having trouble with KGB again.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've been asked by Her Majesty's government to explain what their new slogan, "Stay Alert," actually means. I asked Boris if he could explain it himself. He replied, "Piffle waffle Dunkirk," before heading off to look for a new girlfriend. I've seen him make worse speeches, but unfortunately I'm none the wiser. Say what you will about you filthy spud munchers, but the Irish have always had a way with words, so could you find someone to help? Lord Edmund de Servant Spanker, London.
My cousin became a poet because he wanted to get off with women half his age. I said, "Could you write a poem on this?" He said, stay alert, Boris is off out chasing skirt, making speeches all a rant. I'm a poet, give me a grant. Hashtag catchy.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.